You know, Aaron Judge? Yeah, stop worrying about him. There is nothing to worry about Aaron Judge. We don't have to break down his swing. We don't have to talk about, I heard a little bit, I didn't hear the whole thing of talking Yanks. I saw just one of the clips they promoted about he's standing too far away from the plate. There's this, there's that. He's in a slump. All right? He's in a slump. It's a little prolonged for him typically. It's at the start of the season, which all slumps become a huge deal. Whenever you struggle at the start of the year, if you go back to his 22 season when he hit 62 home runs, you will find a three-week stretch that looked just like this. It's Aaron Judge. He's the best hitter in baseball. That's not hyperbole. That's a fact. Aaron Judge, when healthy, which is a major factor, no doubt, but when healthy, Aaron Judge has been the best hitter in baseball for probably 3 years. He's going to be fine. And there's been a lot of talk about booing lately and cheering. And it goes back a while, whether it's the fans having a problem, the players not liking the way Aaron Hicks was treated, Joey Gallo being booed mercilessly, and he didn't really love that. Aaron Judge being booed in the playoffs, Giancarlo Stanton being booed in his first game in pinstripes. I've liked to talk about it a lot. Dopey Mirasch was booing him opening day, his first game ever when he hit two home runs and won the first game of the year in Toronto, but he still gets booed at home. Whether it's Lindor and him and how he was treated, leading to the owner clamoring for applause, and it looks like he's starting to come out of his slump a little bit, had a good series in L.A., getting a couple hits from left, hits a big home run from the left side, a couple hits from the left side. Hopefully he's starting to turn it around. But there's been a lot of talk about booing. And let me just say this, because Aaron Judge got booed the other day. And I just want to speak to any Yankee fan who might have booed Aaron Judge. To go to the ballpark and boo Aaron Judge, who is the captain, who is the best hitter in baseball, who's been an incredible player for the New York Yankees, and has single-handedly carried this miserable offense for the last two seasons. Now, last year he wasn't hurt. He was hurt too long to carry to the playoffs. If he didn't get hurt, that's exactly what he would have done. But he's carried this offense. He's been the entire offense for 2 years. If you go to the ballpark, while they have the second best record now in the American League, while they are in first place, while they are winning every single stinking series, if you want to go to the ballpark and boo Aaron Judge, you, my friend, are an idiot. That's okay. You're allowed to be an idiot. You pay your money so that you can be an idiot. I'm not telling you not to boo Aaron Judge. You can go and boo whomever you want. You've spent your money. You bought your ticket. You can applaud. You can boo whomever you like. I will never tell you different. But I will tell you, if you boo Aaron Judge for this slump while they're still winning, then you, sir, are an idiot. And anyone who booed Aaron Judge is just that, an idiot. Enjoy your idiocy. I hope you reconsider, because I don't think anybody wants to be an idiot. And now that you've been told, maybe we'll reconsider. But that's what you are. An idiot. I've said my piece on it. There is no reason to boo Aaron Judge. I don't care if he's 0-for-7 in a doubleheader. I don't care if he strikes out 5 times, makes 3 errors, and accidentally trips Juan Soto when he was walking back to the dugout. You don't boo the man who's the best hitter in baseball and has carried the team and is the captain. Sorry. Now, he's not above being booed any more than anybody else, so have at it. If Derek Jeter can be booed, if Mariano can be booed, all it tells you is idiocy is generational. And they were idiots then, and they are idiots now. So just think about it, because when you boo Aaron Judge, you're telling all the people around you that you are a moron. I would be leery of that. But hey, do you?